played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Connect, solve painful problems, raise amazing adults, and have healthy families. Welcome to the Sean Donahue Show. Jordan and I do this podcast because we want your family to be close and connected. And we want you to feel empowered and equipped in your most important job, the most important job in the world. Let's go deeper than this podcast. Head to my website, ParentingModernTeens.com, and get my email straight to your inbox. And when you're ready to go deep and get serious coaching from me, join me in my VIP membership. Parents are teachers, and every home is a school. So teach well, love well. All right, let's have some fun together.
How's it going, my fellow parents? I'm here with you, these awesome parents who I love. I love being in your life. And I'm sitting here across this Zoom screen with a man I love, Jordan. Today, we're gonna tell some good stories. We're going to do some good stuff together. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. You know, we've already learned so much, and oftentimes we're trying to figure out how the heck we could get through to our kids, or more importantly, like you say, get through to ourselves, right? Like, it's really about us figuring out how we are parenting that ultimately will be reflected on how our kids are acting. But we have yet to really answer the question of what if we do all that, Sean, and then the kid doesn't respond back?
Right.
What if they don't talk to us? And we keep trying, but they don't do it. Or, you know, we have these sessions that you tell us about. Let's do one-on-one time. Let's have some me time with them. Yeah. Let's talk. And then they just are like, I don't know.
So it's so painful.
Today, we're going to basically kind of break down what it means when our children shut down. Okay. Ultimately, let's break that down. What does it mean when they're shutting down? What is happening? And then we're, of course, going to ask the family coach, how do we break that cycle? And then, of course, I'm going to be me and be like, okay, Sean, let's be real. Like, that stuff doesn't work. Okay. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask even more, like, what if it doesn't work? What are we supposed to do if we're in a year now and they're still not talking to me? And you're going to help us kind of filter through all that.
Yeah. Or a year. Yeah. What if a week? What if you use these fancy tools that Sean's given me on the podcast and they still don't work? Yes. Good news. There's more tools for that. More tools for that. You know, before we do, just let me open up our show with a little nice email I got from one of our listeners named Scott Maskwell. He emailed us and he said, "Hey, Sean, I love your content. I've become addicted to your podcast. I'm a hardworking father who wants to be 100% involved in my children's upbringing. And I manage my own company. I love the outdoors. And funny enough, I also have a degree in meteorology. Jordan and I should geek out a little more about the weather. It's so great. You and Jordan are doing this amazing work. I see myself in both of you. And what I've learned, I'm now a better father today." Oh, thank you, Scott, for those kind
Scotty.
Words. And for not That's shutting awesome. Down or hiding your feelings from us, because that is a big part of what shutting down is about. It's about having this vivid, vibrant life inside. Lots of thoughts, lots of emotions, and they don't share it. And that's why we had kids in the first place, to share life with them, to mentor them, to make memories, right? We didn't have kids just to produce these robots. Like, this is a super common topic, Jordan, like extremely common nowadays.
Well, I mean, you would think that it has everything to do with the technology we have, right? Shutting down is so easy.
Like, factor.
Even adults, like, it's weird. Like the story you told a couple podcasts ago where you called your buddy down the road to say, "Hey, are you okay? We're in a power outage." And he's like, "Why are you calling?"
Yeah.
It's like nowadays people just want to text. They want to be avoidant of a conversation. And it's happening in our kids. It's like, dude, let's talk.
I know. I say this to my wife all the time. I was like, she's having an issue with one of our friends, or her friend's like, "Well, can we just call her?"
Right.
And she's like, no, we just text. Or she doesn't,
that is
like,
so weird.
Like phone calls. We just like test. I was like, what? Like, right. It's, these screens have just changed what it means to be a human being. And then we're talking about, yeah, of course, when we were all growing up, of course we had kids, we shut down, we quiet, we withdrew, we avoided. But now when you add in all these screens and you add in COVID, mm-hmm. and what these kids have been through of like being even more separated from each other physically, this is like a super challenging topic for a lot of parents, man. Lots of pain.
I mean, it is easier to send the text because you're not dealing with that emotion. You're just dealing with words on a screen.
Yeah.
But I think what we need to do is, like you're going to probably teach us, is we got to get back to like face-to-face interaction so we can understand what the other party is saying, so we can come to an agreement or whatever it is. Why, and get to the why. My thing is get to the why are you shutting down? Why are you not talking?
Yeah. Now I like the why. And let's start off the show by talking about the why, because I think it's important to know the why. And I think you should ask yourself, when I'm shutting down, when I'm not talking to somebody, why am I doing that? What's going on?
It's easier, right?
It sure is. It makes me feel good.
I just forget it.
I call for recovering avoider. But also, it's important to know why. Why is my child doing this? Why is my child not opening up to me? Like, it almost reminds me of lying. So people call me, and they, you know, clients to say, "How do I get my kid to stop lying to me?" And they really don't like what I say. My first response. Take a guess. What is one of my first responses that I say? Yeah, take a guess. It's not popular.
Tell them it. Oh, geez, I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah.
So what I do is I say, hey, listen, you know, and you can tell me I'm completely wrong with this, but when my kids lie, I say, hey guys, listen, I know you're going to lie to me. Okay. I get it. I don't want you to, I'm not in charge of what you're going to say. I want you to be able to tell me the truth. I understand you're going to want to hide things from me because it's easier and it's, you're scared you're going to get in trouble.
Great
parenting. If you are telling me the truth, you're not going to get in trouble no matter what it is. So that's what I say, but I don't know what you say. What do you say?
No, that's incredible parenting, because what you're doing here and there is you're elevating the emotional safety. But what I normally say is something like this. Is normally if you have a lying situation, it says more about the parents than it does the child. Like if it's a super serious long-term lying situation, it says more about how the parents have struggled to produce emotional safety between them and the child. And now the outcome is that their child is tempted to lie. Now that's not like a fact, right? It's just a proverb.
Yes.
Like that is true. But it's,
yeah, it and that makes poke, sense. When
it
you
does
think
provoke
about that.
People, right? But this is the same thing I want to say about this episode. Like, if you have a child who's continuously shutting down from you, withdrawing, avoiding you, it might say more about you as the parent than the child. That's kind of what I'm going with this. What do you think about that? Is it too edgy or is it you with me?
I mean, I get what you're saying. And I'm just thinking of like cases when I was a kid and I liked my mom or my dad. A lot of the times it's because I didn't want to hurt them. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's say you've got a parent that's like, listen, you cannot have a single sip of alcohol. It has ruined my entire life. You will literally be killing me if you do that. And then you as a kid are just experiencing life and want to know what this is. Of course, you're going to come to your parents and say, no, I didn't do it. I promise. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because I don't want to hurt them.
There's going to be some overlap. I'm not trying to overlap or connect lying or avoidance, even though you actually could. You can even throw in people pleasing and all these same things
could
be
true.
Done for the same thing. So let's go down. I have a little list.
Okay.
Why does a child shut down? And I want to just read this list with us. We've kind of have three different like sections of this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here to help put some tools in everyone's toolbox. Sound good?
So the why are our kids shutting down? What you got for us?
Okay. The first reason is this is a totally normal human coping skill. So normal.
Yep.
This is what we do, right? Fight, flight, or freeze. We all struggle with freezing and flighting, right?
Isn't it funny too?
Fawn. Yeah.
Fawn? What is fawn?
Yeah. Fawn is like, it's like a people pleasing type thing, or like a nurturing, like instead of fighting this person, instead of running away, instead of freezing, They're like, you're just, people please, yeah. Like, oh, okay. You know, I'm really sorry. You know, I'm really sorry. I'll do better. Or how can I help you feel better? Oh, you want a sandwich? A fawning type thing.
I hate it when like, when someone asks me something, and I'm like, you know, and it's like the littlest thing. And then I lie. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, yeah. Well, shoot. Like, like for instance, you started a new job and someone comes up to you like, hey, Sean, do you remember my name? You're like, yeah, sure. Well, what's my name? You're like, dang it. I totally got caught in a lie. I don't know your name. I'm so sorry. Yeah, and you're just like, why did I lie? I don't have to. Why is that our first response? Like just to lie.
Right. Yeah. Because we're pausing. It's totally makes sense. Now you have, as you listen to this, everybody, you got to ask yourself, okay, this is normal, but is this right? And the answer is no. We do not want to raise a child who shuts down. We want to raise a child who, yeah, there's boundaries between us and the child, but the child does open up with us, talks with us, shares their life, shares their dreams, shares their feelings, shares their fears. That makes sense. Doesn't that sound like a normal human child parent relationship?
Yes.
Am I being weird?
No, you're not.
Too much?
No, you're being real. I love it. Okay. Right.
Being normal. Like some people say, oh, kids are kids. My teenager talked to me in 2 years. That's normal. I'd be no. That's my feel normal to you because you live with that every day, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. Reason number two, why is a child or a teenager shut down is they're just confused. They don't know what they feel and they don't know how to articulate it. And it's just safer to shut it down.
Okay. That makes sense, especially if they're younger, right? And they're still like learning about who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Now this one is number three reason is I've seen this. This is really applicable to some parents. Some parents, let's say you're a mom and you pick up your kid from school and you're like, hey, how was school? Or how was practice? Or let's say you pick up your son and you have a split home and you pick up your son from your, you know, the mother's house, the ex house. Hey, how was it over there? I'm like, no, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tell me about it. Fine. What they're actually doing is they're not shutting down. It's just on a timeout. They're just not ready to talk.
Right. They're just decompressing maybe.
Yeah. It just feels like they're shutting down or withdrawing because of your own luggage, your own baggage. But this needs to be said. If you're going to have a show on shutting down and on like shutting someone out or avoiding them or not talking to them, you've got to acknowledge this, that for some parents, it's them. It's not the child.
So would this be the same case similarly too, as like you get home from a long day at work and your spouse is like, how was work? And you're like, I haven't even had a chance to like comprehend work yet. Totally, like I don't know. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Totally. It's like, I don't want to talk about it right now.
You haven't got into a flow. You haven't asked your kid, hey, do you like talking about these things right when I come from school?
Right.
Or, hey, wouldn't it be a good time for us to connect? Number four.
Okay. Okay.
Number four is something that we've already alluded to is that the reason why your child shuts down around you, doesn't talk with you, doesn't open up is because they feel unsafe. They feel afraid in your relationship.
Scared. Yeah.
Scared of being judged.
Sure.
Scolded. Maybe they're just afraid of that intimacy.
Okay.
They're afraid of
getting close. Yeah.
Getting close.
Yep.
They're afraid of it coming out messy. They're afraid of feeling like I'm a bad person. I did something wrong. I'm weird. I'm broken. I needed help. They're afraid of being exposed as a human being. How normal does that sound?
It's just so interesting that how so many of our kids and us are like that. Like we build these walls and it's so weird.
It's so weird. It's so us though.
Like
it's
my son doesn't even like saying goodbye to people after they've been hanging out for days because he just doesn't want to feel like maybe sad that they're leaving. He's just like, I don't know. I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah, that's
go say bye. No, I don't want to. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
I was working with a
young man and his mother just like an hour ago in a private session. And he was saying, you know what? I feel like my life is kind of like a Jenga board and I don't want anyone coming to touch my pieces. And if they give me even advice on my pieces, it's like, I feel like then I didn't do it myself. And I was like, first of all, that's a brilliant analogy.
Analogy. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I love what you said. They're very articulate.
But how are you supposed to?
It makes you wonder, where does this come up? Where do we come up with this stuff? We're so protective of being vulnerable. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want to get hurt. I think that's the answer.
It's like our defense mechanism of like seeing all, like think about as an adult and getting a phone call from a random number. Oh, scammer. Oh, they're going to want, you know, it's like, we know that the human being can be terrible. It's just interesting that we can already feel that as a kid. Like, you already know that that you could be hurt by others.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we're not changing the subject of today's episode, but at least what I'm feeling is like where this episode is going. It's not about the title is going to be called something like how to parent the avoidant child or how to respond when your child's chest down. But you know what is actually we're talking about right now is why are we human beings so afraid of getting hurt?
Right.
Why do we put walls up with people effing constantly? I do it. You do it. We all do it. Me and you are just relating right now. We're we thought we were talking about kids. But now we're talking about ourselves.
This is a therapy session for us because there's like,
I am. I'm learning something right now.
What I'm trying to say is as an adult, it's more understanding as to why we do it because we see other people hurt other people all the time. But as a kid, you know, it's like that's already ingrained in us.
Yes.
Why is that as a kid? Like, you're not sharing mine. You know, like you're already you're selfish.
Already.
You know, I don't want to talk to you. But yet, how do you thrive as a community? You have a community. You have others around you.
You have build to a family with other humans. You have to. Well, even the why, like I have 12 reasons people shut down. That's a lot, dude.
It is a lot.
Like, usually you should have 3 points. You know what I mean? Like I have 12 because this is it. Let's go on to the next one. Okay. Number 6, this is very, very serious. If you have someone in your life who regularly shuts down in front of you, does not open up, withdraws, one word answers. Number 6 is probably what's going on. You may not like to hear this, that this is a symptom of a deeper issue. And what's the deeper issue? It's a symptom that this relationship is not healthy. There's something off. There's something off. This is not the way it's supposed to be.
And you know, everyone listening right now, they may have already found themselves in this category of like, shoot, this is why my kid is acting this way, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes us feel weird, you know, and awkward. Mm-hmm. I hope my kids don't feel like they're a part of, you know, a broken, unhealthy relationship, but it's hard let's be honest. It's hard to have a healthy relationship, right? That's why so many people are listening to this.
And I want you to have hope. If your relationship is hurting right now, fractured, have hope. Whether your kid is 2 or 22, there are skills. There is professional help. I'm here for you. There's ways to heal relationships. There's ways to get people to talk and to open up. And I'm here to give you a little starter set and tools for that. All right.
Thank you.
Here's the next one.
Thank you.
One of the things I hear that you hear me talk about, I love to talk about this. I love to talk about the dehumanization of the parent figure.
Oh, your favorite channel, Disney.
About how that happens in Disney Channel, and it happens all around.
All cartoons, a lot of cartoons.
Parents are idiots.
Yep.
My parents are lame. Right. They have no feelings. The main way I talk about it is not through Disney Channel, but I feel like the main way I talk about it is how we dehumanize ourselves. You know, when we yell, when we snap, when we abuse alcohol, when we abuse screens, we don't show our kids our vulnerability. We don't share our feelings with our kids. We just give these lectures. Charlie Brown parents. We do that to ourselves, dog.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Well, we're trying to help, and we think that's the best way to do it. Obviously, it's not the best way to do it. It's not working.
Are you ready for number eight?
Yeah.
Okay, number eight is something that I'm able to diagnose over the phone within like 5 minutes. It's a term that I use to help parents understand their kid. Why does your kid shut down or around you or around others? It's called an anxietal defiance. When you hear that term, what do you think of? Anxietal defiance. We're at reason number eight of why a kid will shut down around their parents.
I mean, it kind of makes me angry, right? It's like people are using anxiety for everything these days. They're using anxiety to basically come up with excuses to not do anything, right? Oh, I can't do that because I am anxious, or I don't want to do that. It makes me, you know, scared. I feel like this anxiety defiance makes me upset because we're using it as an excuse. But is it basically just mean anytime I feel anything weird in my tummy, I don't want to do it? Is that what it means?
First of all, Jordan, real quick, that thing happened again.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was
trying. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
On your end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It restarted recording and then stopped. So now it's recording. It's something fishy is going on.
Your mic changed though. So you're now on the computer mic.
Gosh. Okay.
That's what I was trying to stretch. But it's okay. We're right at 18 minutes, so we can just make a note. 17:45. I can't hear you.
All right, Jordan, when you hear that term anxietal defiance, what comes to mind for you?
Like, to me, it just feels like it's that excuse that everybody uses these days. Like, I can't do this. I have social blah, blah, blah anxiety. I can't do this. I've got FOMO anxiety. I can't do this. I can't talk on the phone because I've got this anxiety. It's like we're all anxious about anything, it seems like. So it's like anytime our tummy starts to bubble up with some butterflies, like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Is that what that means?
Yeah, honestly, it is what it means. It wasn't the very nicest way of describing that because you're actually talking about someone's child right now.
Yeah, that but is, let's be is. Real. Like, why are we creating excuses for everybody? It's
you're right.
Put the next pant leg on and go.
On one hand, I totally agree. This is a serious societal issue. Is kids and young people having anxietal defiance, which means I have anxiety. Mom, dad, this is real. And I need you to now listen to me and do what I need you to do because I'm the one who has problems. I'm not going to go to school because I have anxiety. It's too stressful. I'm not going to do the dishes because I don't want to, because I'm going through my own personal struggles. It's a manifestation of defiance. Because if you think about defiance, when we were growing up, we're talking about, like, you know, doing drugs, smoking, drinking, breaking the law. But now this is a very popular form of defiance is what I see all the time with my clients, anxietal defiance. And good news, there's hope for that. But that's just another reason why a kid shuts down.
Okay, let's move past this one because it's making me mad already. What's the last thing?
Then you got regular defiance, right? Remember, the best way to understand defiance, whether it be a serious issue in your house or like an issue that pops up, like, no, I'm not going to do the dishes. No, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I won't listen to you.
Right. And
the best way to understand defiance, even though it will get under your skin, is that this is a symptom of a disconnected child. a disconnected child or a disconnected relationship. So oftentimes just taking that 30 to 60 seconds with your young child can actually restart and take away the defiance. And that works more effectively than a punishment or yelling or a reaction. But yeah, this episode.
You're so really good, man. I'm so glad we have you.
Thanks, man. But this episode isn't about short-term anxiety. This is about like an avoidant child who's got a patterns of avoiding and shutting down. Right. So defiance, that makes sense. Number 10 is something every human being I know, including me, struggles with is selfishness. They don't want to open up. They don't want to share. They don't want to share their life. Why? They have the ability to. They share it with their friends. They go to middle school and they're the most popular kid. They go to high school and they share with their best friends. Uh-huh. It's just that they don't care about their parents' feelings. They're just being selfish.
Yeah.
They think like, I don't need to do that because I don't want to do that. And that is a serious topic. Don't you think?
Yes,
it is. Selfishness.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I could see a bunch of kids, you know, throughout my years, high school specifically, I would be just like that. It's like they act like a jerk to their parents and they're the coolest kids, you know, to their friends. And it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. All right. I got two more and this is pretty serious. Jordan, did you know that if you type in the words, I'm done, into Instagram, and then you can click and you can see how many people have posted a picture with the hashtag I'm done. You can see how many people have hashtagged a photo. Were you aware of that?
No, is it like I'm done with Instagram?
No, just hashtag I'm done.
Oh, just like anything.
4 million posts. That's a lot. That's
a lot. I'm done. I'm done. Oh, work today. Hashtag I'm done.
Okay. Here's what's become normal in 2024 is it's healthy to set up boundaries with people. And we want to set up boundaries with our family members. But what is very popular on social media is not boundaries. It's walls. I'm done. I'm not going to try to work this out with you because you're toxic. You're toxic. Yeah. You're bad. You don't bring any joy into my life. I'm done. I'm shutting you down.
Right.
So we have a generation of kids who think it's normal and okay and even healthy just to cut their parents out of their lives, cut their own siblings out of their lives. Just snip, quote, I'm done. Did you know this is like a thing?
I think it makes sense because, you know, we say you're supposed to get rid of the toxic people in your life. But I also think that some people might be using that as an excuse to go deep with the people who you actually love and who love you, right? So it's like, if I just move on and eliminate this weight, I feel lighter and I'm a feather and I can kind of bounce around.
But then
you're not really attached to anything. Like they say, you're not growing roots, right? Like a tree. You're not becoming stable.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a way of like fight, flight, freeze, fawn. It's like a way of making flight sound poetic, sound healthy, sound beautiful, but it's flight. It's a form of avoidance. It's a trauma-like thing, right? It's like
it's easier just to escape. I mean, think about all the apps right now, the dating apps. To fly, all you have to do is swipe. And then you're flying on to the next one. It's crazy.
Here's this I could find us 100 of these Instagram posts. Here's just one. I literally took 5 seconds to find it. It may not even be the best one. Okay. Whispering Sound posted this. It's got 33 likes. Reality check. Losing them wasn't a loss. It was a win. If they cheated, treated you like beep, constantly lied, or made you feel like you weren't enough, be thankful they're no longer in your life. On one hand, it's like, Maybe you're upset. Maybe you're moody. Maybe you're a 17-year-old and you're going through something. You're going to like that. But when people apply that to their family members, their own parents, is that the way we're supposed to be as humans? Is that loving?
No. Or their spouses? No, not at all.
Right. They just give up on somebody because they don't like the way they're treating you, you know?
You know, going through all these reasons. Was that your last one? By the way,
no, I have one more.
Okay, go one more. I have something I want to ask.
Now, I did say the word trauma because now this is a legit, like, essentially fight, freeze is a trauma response. It's like you feel like you're in danger. Mm-hmm. So this is a medically proven thing that our kids are doing. If they've been through trauma with you or with someone else, or even ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, they might do this because it's just a trauma response. It doesn't mean it's healthy. It's not good for them. It's a symptom that there's a deeper issue of unhealed trauma, and this needs to be addressed. And that's super serious what we're talking about. Tell me your thoughts on these 12 reasons why. Why'd you say ridiculous? It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that we have 12 of them, but you know what? It's good because anyone listening right now could put maybe their kid in one of these categories. Even my kids, I wouldn't say shut down much, if at all, but they could still fall into some of these categories, and I get it. And so we just try our best as parents to, you know, talk through that, to parent through that so that it doesn't happen. One of the things you've always taught us is like, you would rather teach them when they're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 about just opening up about dumb stuff so that when the heavy stuff comes, they're more open to be open. It's starting off when they're older. It's a lot harder, but it can still work.
Yeah, buddy. How about you? You got any personal stories of your present, your past, of how you have been around someone and they just kind of stonewalled you?
Yeah.
You know, they gave you one word answers. They avoided you. They just shut it down. Would you mind telling us a story?
I'll
tell you a story.
I have some family. I just visited a bunch, and one of my family members, it's just so hard to get through to him. You know, I'm just like, there's just nothing there. It's all, I do my best to ask about silly, dumb things, so he opens up more. Right. But I'm just like, you know, like just silly things. And I had another family member come to me and say, hey, you know, I try to talk to my son, but I just can't get through to him. You know, it's like, he won't talk to me. And it was
how old is the boy?
Junior, senior in high school. And he's in a relationship that the parents don't necessarily agree with. And well, not necessarily not agree with, but we're in a relationship. And they just they want to know
they're
more. They want to be in the loop. They want to be in the loop. But
I don't
their kid's not talking to him about it. And my advice was like, well, hey, you know, have you ever sat and really tried? He's like, yeah, I try all the time. You know, I try to hear. And I'm like, well, have you ever opened up yourself about maybe your relationship with his parents, like what it was like, you know, at a different stage of life, and let him see that, you know, there were challenges and this and that. And he's like, no. I'm like, well, maybe you start with, if you want him to open up, maybe you open up and just say, this is what it was like. And then he'll take that in. And over time, he might be like, okay, now it's time for me to open up to you. And so he was like, that's some great idea. That's a great idea. I'm going to try that. And I haven't asked since he's tried that, but
maybe you'll send him this episode.
Maybe I will. But I just hope that they can get into an open relationship. And I see that with my kids and my wife, and it's so great. It's harder for guys too. It's just harder for us to open up.
I think that's biological. But maybe it's not biological. I just know it's cultural. I know, at least for me, it's cultural. As far as what's biological, that's for someone smarter than us to talk about. I think for me, thanks for sharing that. Like, it's painful to say this, man, but when I think about the people in my life who just kind of shut down or avoided me, avoided conversations, I just think about myself, man. That's what I did to people. That's what I did to my wife for a long time. Partly why I'm here on this podcast and why I do what I do and why I'm so passionate about it is because I've come a long way, you know, from where I was when I was younger. I was really wounded and had some problems, and I didn't want to sit in that. I didn't want to go through my life being a hurt person who hurt people and just shutting my wife out because I didn't want to talk with her or because I didn't have the skills or all those 12 reasons that I just said, you know?
Right.
And I even think about this too. You might even know the story. You know, I was very close to my high school friends growing up. We actually got matching tattoos senior year of high school. We have
your tattoos. Parents allowed that? Oh, I guess maybe you didn't.
I just did my own thing. Yeah, there's like 8 dudes out there. We have the same tattoos. I love these guys. And we all lived to each other in our early 20s. And then one day, long story short, very long story, very, very short, I moved out. And I didn't really tell them why. And I didn't open up with them. And it was about 10 years later, I wrote each of them a letter saying how sorry I was. And I love them. And I'm very sorry. I just avoided that hard conversation, that hard season of life. I didn't step into the tension as much as I wish I did. And they handled it super cool. And I was like, hey, if you still want to be, you know, have a relationship with me, then call me. And most of them called me and were like, yeah, man, we understood why you moved out. You didn't need to say anything. But I feel like, you know what? Hurt people hurt people. And I feel like I've hurt a lot of people by avoiding them and just shutting down. And I regret that.
So a lot of us can relate to that story, but I want to go back to that story and ask 10 years. Okay. So you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
Sometimes don't you think it takes the second party, in this case, your friends, to be mature enough to understand your reasoning? So it's like, if you came to them in that moment and gave them your answer as to why you moved out, would they be mature enough to be receptive of it? Or did it take that 10 years for them to mature up to then be like, you know what? That was a good call. Because in that moment, I feel like sometimes the other party can't even see why we're doing what we're doing if we have to make a change.
Really like what you said, but you're missing a major factor here. I didn't have the guts, man.
I know.
Psychic.
I'm trying to.
Would they have handled it well? Yes. They would have handled it very well. It would have been very painful for everyone involved, especially me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to face the pain. I just said, peace out. I'm moving out and getting my own place. And that was that, man. And
you quit, but at least you went back.
10 years later, I didn't invite them to my own wedding because I didn't want to deal with the drama and the pain and with what I had done. It was just mean and it was not okay.
Hurt people hurt people. That's right. So we want to get into Ask the Family Coach now and how to get
a story. Before you do, I want to tell you a story. Something just
okay. All right.
But there's people listening to this, and if you have someone in your life who is struggling with avoidance, another parent, co-parent, I really encourage you to send them this episode. And it's for this part right here of the this might be the most important part of this episode. Jordan, I'm gonna put you in a situation, and I want everyone listening to make a decision here. I'm gonna ask you to do this game. You know, like sometimes middle school kids play that stupid game. It's like, would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather eat a whole bowl of snails or just keep worms in your mouth for 10 minutes? Like,
right.
And then you have to choose between two really bad things. I'm going to tell. Can you play a game of would you rather with me and choose between these two bad things? Okay.
Okay. Go for
Option
it.
One. I want you to think about someone in your life who you really like, you really love. You've got a deep bond with this person. And you and this person, for a variety of reasons, you get into a big argument, a big fight, and you are pissed. You are hurt, but they're pissed at you. They think they're right. You think you're right. And no one's like saying kind words, positive words. No one's making amends. Okay. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you get, let's put ourselves in a situation where we're physically around this person, like they're coworkers or it's a Thanksgiving or you're a high school student and you pass each other in the hallways.
Yeah.
All right. And then this person comes up to you and I guess sometimes I swear when I tell this story, but I think I'm not going to swear today for the storytelling just because I don't want to put an E on this explicit because some people don't like it hearing swearing on a family show. So I'm not going to swear. And they're like, Jordan, what the hell, man? What the hell is your problem? You're laughing, dude. You're laughing. You're like, what? Like, you know what? I'm sick of you, dude. You do this beep all the time. You're so freaking selfish. I can't believe you did this. You're out of place, man. Oh. You're an idiot.
Oh, no.
Everyone knows you're an idiot, too. I've known idiot for 10 years, you Jackie. You dumb. Look at you, dude, that stupid smile. Why does your wife even like you?
That's happened to me a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
That's happened to you a lot.
And oh, yeah. People say, look at that stupid smile. Wipe that stupid smile off your face.
They do. That what they say?
Oh, yeah. Because
that's one of your coping skills. That's one of your coping skills. You smile.
Laugh
you did it, actually. Like, you did it right
I'll
here.
I'll just laugh at you. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's for saying this. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. And then right here. So imagine you're a high school student. And, you know, your best buddy is now raging at you in front of your friends or in front of the girl you like. Imagine your own family member is going off on you on Christmas dinner.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or courts,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money lines, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands. All hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's your own spouse, and they're just cussing at you, calling you names, degrading you, blaming you. This is a horrible feeling. Would you like that?
No. No, I'd hate that.
Why not?
Well, because it diminishes you. It makes you feel like you're inferior, and you either have two options in that moment. You can either be the one to stand up and, you know, let them know who's boss in that moment, or you can be humble and keep your head down and apologize, put your tail between your legs, right? And let them, you know, verbally beat you up that way. So
fight,
no,
flight,
no one wants to be in that.
Fawn. So you're talking about, you can fight back. You can match that energy. Do it. You can fawn it. Yeah. It's a horrible feeling. So option one or option two? Here's ready for option two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Option two, let's just imagine, let's say it's, you know, relative or like somebody close to you. And you see him at Thanksgiving. And you're like, hey, I want to talk to you about what happened. And they're like, nah. I was like, okay, we don't have to talk now. It's Thanksgiving. But I want to talk to you about what happened. No, man, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got to talk. You know what? F you, I'm not talking. Mm-hmm. So then a couple days pass and you text them. Hey, I know that probably wasn't the best time to bring that up, you know, Easter dinner, but can we talk about what happened? I'm really pissed off about this. And then they text back and they say, who dis? Who did? You're like, this is me. It's Sean. Oh, I deleted your number. What? Why? Because you're dead to me. Like, what are you talking about? I want to talk to you about what happened. Like, no, I'm done with it. I've already moved on. So then you wait another week or two and you give them a phone call. Say, hey, I'm really not feeling good about this. I don't know. Maybe I had a bad approach. I'm really upset about this. I know you're upset too. But can we please talk this out? It doesn't feel right. And they say, please stop calling me.
Right.
That's option two. What would you choose?
I'm surprised you gave them three chances. It's like after the second chance, you still saying no, then fine. Screw you. I'm out too. Okay, so
after two, you're out.
I'm out.
But what would you choose after option A?
I would say
cussing you out in your face.
Probably option two, because it's just more personal.
But two,
option two,
or option two, the person ghosts you.
Yeah,
they don't talk to you. they don't ever give it a chance for conflict. You don't know what how they feel. You don't know what they're upset about. You don't know their take. If you had to choose between those two, what would you rather have your friend that you care about, you love? How would you care? How would you prefer them?
Yeah, that's the key thing here. So if it was a very, very close friend that I want to keep, option one, because you want to be able to fix it. But if it was like a somewhat friend, then option two is easier because it's more intimate. You're not getting...
No, this is a close friend.
Then it's going to have to be option one because there's no movement with option two.
What do you mean?
They keep avoiding. They keep saying no. There's no movement. They're not willing to put in the other 50, 100% that a relationship mm-hmm. takes. By continuing to say, you're gone, you're dead to me, you're out, goodbye, you can only do so much without becoming a stalker. So it's like option one at least gives you the chance of them yelling at you and you could at least apologize, you know, probably not, you know, explain yourself or whatever it is you need to do to remedy the relationship.
Jordan, next question. I've been telling this story for about 10 years. Why do about 90 to 94% of high school students, college students, and grown adult parents, why do they all choose
option
almost
two?
All choose option one?
Oh, they choose option one?
But that's what you chose.
I know, but I didn't think they were going to choose option
one. No, everyone chooses option one.
Wow.
You chose option one. I choose option one.
If it's a very close friend.
Everybody chooses option one.
Because why? We can all understand what a close friend is and that is a very meaningful, you know, thing to have. There's only a few people you could probably count on your hands that you would like willing to go to bat for, right?
Yeah.
Maybe to take a bullet for.
Hopefully
and to lose one of those is a big deal.
It's a big deal. I think the reason why people choose option one is the reason I would choose it, because at least if someone's cussing you out, they're there. They're trying to work. There's a chance for reconciliation. There's a chance for healing. There's a chance for growing. There's a chance to learning. Maybe you were wrong. There's a chance of understanding another person who you love and you care about, right? Mm-hmm. Versus ghosting someone, it means hashtag we're done. And I think that avoidance, stonewalling, and shutting down is one of the most meanest, wrongest things you can do to someone that you care about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, that needs to be said to a lot of us who think it's the easier thing to do. Just leave, right? Because it's not. So let's get into Ask the Family Coach time. People have been listening. They understand maybe the why their kids are doing this, but they want to know how to fix it. How do we get them to talk?
Now, I could go on and on with it. I do this with my individual clients and my VIP membership. I take these and I put these tools in people's toolboxes with a ton of success, but we're just going to have to go through them pretty fast. Hopefully not too fast. So slow me down if I get too fast, okay?
All right.
I got 10 tools for you, all right? Just like we had 12, now we have 10.
Now we have 10.
All right, here. First thing to do is before you talk to your child, you've got to talk to yourself. And here's what you say to yourself. I've got to regulate my own emotions. I've got to show up as a loving adult right now. This is very hard. This is why it's step one. Take care of your own mind and your own emotions. What do you think about that?
It's so hard though when it's your kid, bro. Like your kid is stonewalling you or not talking to you about something super serious. You're just like, I'm going to choke you right now. I mean, I'm saying this metaphorically, of course, but I'm like Homer Simpson to his son, you know, wrangling him out.
Oh my God. That's so true, dude. Oh, that was such a amazing. I always felt the tension. I didn't know what you're gonna say. I just feel so much more relaxed. You made me laugh. Homer Simpson choking Bart.
Or
you said your teen daughter. Okay, you're not gonna talk to me. Well, guess what? You're never leaving this house again.
Right.
You're never going to prom. Oh yeah, you're going to boarding school. You're never gonna see that screen again.
Right.
Right.
Open up.
So frantic. We get scared. We get anxious. We feel defiant. We feel disrespected. We feel shut out. We feel scared. We feel pissed off.
So we regulate our own emotions. They keep stonewalling us. They keep, you know, not talking to us, being avoidant. We're just like, okay, you got to tell yourself what? It's cool. I'm cool as a cucumber, even though you're not.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. Okay. You got to take care of yourself so you can show up to be cool. No one wants to talk to you. Everyone wants to talk to a cucumber.
Yeah, that's true.
What would be the vegetable that no one wants to talk to? If everyone wants to talk to a cool cucumber, what do you
probably like? Brussels sprouts. No one wants to talk to Brussels sprouts. Even though adults, dude, those are pretty good nowadays.
So good, dude.
Not as kids though. They're ugh.
No, they are. But fried
eat your peas. No one wants to talk to peas.
Little cheese on top. Little aioli sauce, dude. You know, how about like onions? Kind of tart, man. Tangy. No.
Yeah, you don't want to eat that by itself.
Yeah. Okay. So step two. This all happens in your mind. This is very challenging. I just did a whole podcast on this. Actually, it's coming out. Hopefully soon. Step two: accept them. This is challenging. Accept your circumstances.
Accept, but don't
not enable.
It, okay, or like
accept,
understand it. Maybe yeah, maybe I guess here's accept is sounds. Your words, here's but like understand, sounds. But don't
hey, do
accept.
Wanna, do you wanna,
like
yeah, here's a yeah, understand, accept.
I know.
Don't enable. Here's some examples of how this might sound. Hey, how was your school today? Fine. I'd love to talk with you more about it. Can you tell me about your friends or classes? No, that's fine. I don't want to talk. Just leave me alone. Okay, yes. You know what? This has been happening a lot between me and you, and I really don't know what's going on. But I just want you to know I accept this. I accept that in this season of life, you do not want to open up and talk to me. I don't know why, and I'm having a hard time with it. But I accept that this is what's happened between you and I. That could be one example of how to talk. A little bit weird, a little intense. Let me try another one. Okay. Oh, you don't want to talk? Okay. Well, I would really love to talk with you. If you don't want to talk right now, then I accept that. But let me know when we can talk because it's really important to me. See how this acceptance is a way to bring calmness over ourselves.
Yeah.
Over the intensity of the conversation. Plus, if
that's
you don't
better.
Want to talk to somebody and if they say, hey, I accept that you don't want to talk with me, you know, let me know when you're ready. Can you see how that's actually like inviting?
Yeah, that's a much better way. I was thinking of like, I have a friend come over. Hey, how's your kids? Oh, I don't know. They don't talk to me. Oh, really? Well, you don't know like anything about them? No, but I've accepted it. It's fine. You know, like, no, that's not good.
Podcast coming over about acceptance versus enabling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this point three is actually similar to point two. Use the word boundary and talk like this. Hey, I'd love to, you know, how you're dating this new, you know, guy. I'd love to hear about it. No, I don't really want to talk to you about it. Okay, why? I don't know. It's my private business and I don't want to. Okay. All right. Well, hey, I love you and I will honor that boundary. You know, you must have a reason why. And so I know I didn't always want to open up to my parents when I was your age either. So that I'm sure that makes sense. That is your boundary and I honor it. Or how about this? Hey, what happened over there with you and your cousin? I don't know. It's my cousin. He hit me and then I hit him back. Okay, well, tell me what happened. No, I don't want to. Why not? Because I don't know. Okay, so you're not ready to talk about it. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Okay. Sounds like this is, you're not ready and I'll honor your boundary. I can't force you to talk. I would love to talk when you're ready. So please let me know when you're ready. I'm here. See how exciting that is?
Yeah.
See,
my response is my response is like, I understand. You don't want to tell me? I get it. That's much better than like, oh, okay. So I understand you don't want to talk about this. I'll honor your boundary. But just know when you step foot in my house, this is my personal boundary and you are no longer allowed in this boundary.
Or this, oh, you don't want to talk about your cousin? Well, all right. I don't accept that. You better open up right now. You got no boundaries, kid.
Right.
You get no hot dog. You get no screens. You better open up and tell me. You can't be touching your cousin like that. Okay.
Okay. No, that's much more inviting the way
right?
you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You think you're going to date somebody without telling me? Nope. That's not how we do it here. This is my house, my rules. Open up. Tell me. I want to know a social security number. I can't let you date someone. I need to know his social and I need to know his 21, 23 and me thing right now, too.
That's good. No, the way you did it was much more accepting and inviting.
All right, this one's really deep. Oh, this is so good. Remember that their avoidance might say something about the relationship. So tip number four, inquire about the relationship. Here's why it might sound. Harry, just do some, can you do some role playing with
me? Yeah,
can
sure.
Can you pretend to be? All right. So, hey, I'd love to hear, you know, how the game went. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it was fine. It was a football game. It was good.
Okay. Well, you know, I'd love to, you know, hear some details, what it was like.
Well, we won. We won. It was 24-20. We won. It was great.
Okay. Well, can you tell me, like, how did you play? And tell me, like, what did you do after the game? Just start shutting me down now. Shutting me down.
Yeah, no, it was just like any other game, Dad. It was fine. There's nothing that stood out. It was an easy game. We got the win.
All right. You know, we can talk about this now if you want or not, but I feel like there's like this pattern in our relationship that I'm feeling pretty uncomfortable with, son.
Oh, you're feeling uncomfortable because I won't tell you how the game went? It's fine.
Yeah, because I want to know you, and like, we don't have to, I don't need to know every detail of the game or your life, but it makes me wonder, like, is there something going on between me and you?
Like, no, like, no.
Did I hurt you?
No.
Like, why won't you open up with me about these things?
Cause there's nothing to say. It was no big deal. I got in a few times.
All right, well, can you just please think about that? Can you think deeply about, is there something going on? Like, did I cross the line? Did I hurt you? Like, why haven't you? It's like all of a sudden, the last 2 months, it's like you stopped sharing things with me, and it makes me wonder, like, what's going on between me and you? Okay, pause. Because
maybe I was going to go with, if you would have showed up, you would have seen how I played, you know? It could have been something between us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because it often is something. It often is something deeper.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And then you bring it back to the father-son in this case, or the parent-kid in that situation, which could tell us a lot and exactly what we need to hear. That's good.
I wish I didn't say pause, man. I was too...
No, I didn't know if I would need to go that way, but I was like, let's do it again. We're fine. Like,
okay. All right, ready? Here's the next one. Okay, now, I love to talk about this. Do you like getting evites to parties?
instead of what, like an actual invite in the mail? I mean, if someone invites me something, I'm like, oh, thanks for inviting me. That's cool.
Yeah, it feels good, right?
Yeah, it feels great. Yeah.
But you know what? Most of the time, if you get an evite, it's going to be like kind of cool. Like, it's like trying to woo you to come to their party. So when you think about the avoidant child or someone who struggles with that level of intimacy, think of it like an evite. You want to woo them into the conversation like this. Like, hey, I was thinking, how about this? I know the game's over. But how about next week after the game, I'll pick you up or we'll go over to the favorite restaurant you want. And just, you can tell me more about your life and about the game. You pick the restaurant. Or how about this? Hey, I'd love to talk with you about your new boyfriend. Like, I love you. And it will be a safe conversation. I will not say anything judgmental. I just want to listen. It'll be really safe for you. Or, hey, you know what? I know you don't want to talk about what happened with your cousin. But when you're ready, please. And you actually did this. You actually gave us an example at the beginning of this episode. Hey guys, I know you want to lie to me, and that's normal. You're not, there's nothing wrong with you, but just please just know, like, you can talk to me. You won't be in trouble. And I want to hear the truth. Let's talk it out. See, you did that. You wooed them into emotional safety and to a good evite.
Ooh, that's good. Wooing them.
You did it.
I didn't even know that was the thing I did. I was just like, I don't want you to lie. Yeah. Okay.
Get your woo on.
Ooh, I saw you hugging that girl over there. She's so cute. I can't wait to hear about whatever. And maybe that'll let them tell you about
it. I try to woo. That's something.
How do you do that with girls? With like, I got a boy. I like, ooh, that's got to be tough.
It's tough. It's tough. You got to pair the child you have, not the child you want. And so, I use number six a lot with my kids to woo them. Tool number six is share positive feelings. So, for example, hey, I just want to say thank you for talking to me about what happened with you and your cousin. I feel really connected with you, and I love it. Hey, option two. Hey, you know what? One of my favorite things in life, you may not know this. One of my favorite things in the whole world is just going out to Baskin and Robbins with you, getting some cookies and cream, and just listening to you talk about your life. That's it. Some people say, oh, I dream of a Ferrari, or I dream of having a mansion, or I just can't wait to go to Hawaii or to the Bahamas. I dream of this. It means so much to me to just have these moments with you. I feel connected. I feel loved. See, you're just opening up what's true in your heart. And that works, dude. It's a good tool.
Does it? I mean, it just feels awkward. Like, you want to be a dorky parent. You want to be a cool parent. Like you said, it's cool to give them a high five and just move on. You know what I mean? Like, you coming to me with all these emotions, I'm be like, gosh, hey, Matt, get a grip, hey, you know?
There's 10 tools, right? Good point. There's 10 tools. Use the ones you want.
Okay.
And you put them in your own terminology. You know what I mean? Put them in your own terminology. Like, dude, check this out. On Sunday, I'm going to go to one of those fast car racing tracks where you race cars around the track.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Door.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or court,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile.
BetRivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. BetRivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, okay. You're going to be racing yourself.
Yeah, but here's why I'm going. Yeah.
Okay.
Because my 14-year-old daughter has a boyfriend and he's having a birthday party. And here's who's invited to the party. His parents, his sister, his girlfriend, who's my daughter.
Right.
And us.
Parents.
That's it.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
That's very cool. That's very intimate. That's what you want. That's what you want.
That's a dream, dude.
That's a dream.
I mean, dude, that's a dream. Two families coming together to celebrate a 15-year-old young man on his birthday.
And what do you do if it's what if it's you and him neck and neck coming to the end?
I mean, oh, I'm gonna let crush him. I gotta crush him on his birthday.
All right.
You're right. Actually,
you gotta let him win.
You know what? I'm gonna let him win.
Yeah.
Good call, dude. Thank you. But no, this is the thing. I use positive words like this. Like, you know, Miley, I just am so proud of you that you chose for your first boyfriend somebody so healthy, somebody who really cares about you. I can see why he really likes you, Miley. You're just so beautiful inside and out. And I just love that I can trust you. And I just want you to know you can trust me. You can trust me. You can tell me anything about what's going on with you or Ace or your whoever you date. And you can trust me. I'm gonna respond well. See, these positive words go a long way. That's not cheesy, is it?
No, that's sweet. I mean, you can make it cheesy, but no, that's sweet. That's a good thing to say.
All right, number seven. Tool number seven, share your negative feelings with your kids, which I've already proven to you. There's empirical research that says, hey, do some role playing with me, okay? Pick a scenario. So can you tell me, like, what's going on? Tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life. Just shut me down.
Nothing. I mean, I go to school, I have my job, and I come home and do my homework, and I play lacrosse. It's fine.
Right, now start getting a little salty with me. I know, but can you tell me some details? Like, You know, how are your friends? Are you dating anyone?
They're fine. I mean, there's nothing crazy about them. They're normal people. I got a normal job. I got normal school. Okay. I'm stressed, but it's fine. I got homework. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Get a little meaner now.
Well, yeah, leave me alone.
I don't leave you alone.
Dude, you're being so annoying. Just leave. Let me have some chill time. Sure.
I give you so much chill time.
Okay. What do you want me to talk about?
Please,
you want to talk about my differential math equations that I had to do today? Do you want me to give you some math?
Like, no, I don't care about that. I want to know you, son. I want to know what's going on with you.
Well, let's see. I'm 17 years old, and I have a brother and a sister, and I go to school, and I have a job, and I play sport, and I come here, and then I have to listen to this. I just want to like chill out and play my video game.
Okay. I will honor your boundaries, but before we go, can I share one last thing with you?
No.
Okay. I want to share something with you. So please let me know when I can share. I want to share a feeling with you.
Okay. Well, just maybe write it down and put it under my door and I'll read it later.
Okay. I'll write you a letter then. I'll write you a letter.
Okay.
And here's what the letter's going to say. I'm just feeling really sad. Really sad.
Is that it?
I'll write you a letter. I want you to know that I'm feeling sad and shut out of your life. And I'm feeling unloved.
Okay.
Okay, so when you're ready to talk about that, I can write you a letter if you want. Please let me know.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so that was a little messy, raw
that
playing.
That was good, though. I mean, I see where you're coming from.
I shared my negative feelings?
I was just trying to be a really defiant, like,
kid. You were good.
Yeah, I just wanted to freaking get you out of my face.
We're always teaching people how we want to be treated. So if you've got a teenager who is talking to you the way Jordan was just role-playing, it means you've taught him or her that this is okay to shut my parent out like that. Call them names. Dehumanize them.
Yeah.
And so one of the ways you remedy that is not by punishing them, spanking them, or taking a screen away.
Right.
One tool you have in your toolbox is this tool number 7 here. Is you share your feelings. I'm feeling sad.
Yeah.
I'm feeling shut out. And I even used a larger word. I'm feeling unloved here. And did you see how Jordan just stopped?
Right.
Because you're sharing feelings. And that's how parents feel. Jordan, we've got millions of parents who feel shut out and they feel sad about it. And I'm just telling you, share your feelings with your kids and watch
that's
good,
good
things happen.
That's okay? Really good. Yep.
Okay. I got 3 more. We'll do them. Here we go. Do an activity with them. Enter their world. You want your kid to open up with you and talk with you about their life.
That's good.
Well, then start playing Minecraft with them.
Yeah.
Take them, go and enjoy her cheer camp. You know, take her to the mall. Spend some money on her, on him. Spend some time in their world and don't make it about you. And that might really be an effective tool, right?
Yeah. So everyone knows I'm a big movie buff. There's a movie called What Women Want. It's got Mel Gibson, OG, old school Mel Gibson, right?
When he's in his prime. Yeah.
Lethal Weapon is prime. And he can actually hear what women think in this movie. It's really good, right? It's so funny. So there's this, he has a teenage daughter who can't stand him because he was never there for her life. And he has to watch her while the mom's gone. And he can hear what she thinks. Right. And so he uses that to his advantage. But basically one of the ones is like, you know, let's go shopping, because in her mind, she was like, gosh, you don't spend any money on me. You don't care about me. And he's like, you know what? I just thought we'd go shopping today. And it totally changed the idea of like what it means to be a dad for her.
So good. So good. Tool number 9, make a good deal. Go ahead. Ask me to buy you new cleats. Action.
Dad, I want some new shoes. Actually, let's do tennis shoes. Dad, can you give me some Jordans?
You already have like 5 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, but Dad, everyone's got Jordans. I want some Jordans. That's what the cool kids are wearing. And Stanley Cup. I need a Stanley Cup.
You already have 7 of them.
I need the pink. The pink is in.
Okay, child, teen, daughter, teen, son. I'm down for getting you these things, but can we maybe make a deal?
Okay, yeah. What can we do?
Well, let's make a deal. You get something you want, like Jordans or a Stanley Cup. And I get something I want, which is quality time with you. Can we make a deal?
Sure. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Well, how's this sound? Okay. I got some leaves in the backyard.
That this is quality time leaves?
Yeah. So how about you this Saturday? You spend an hour out there with me cleaning up the leaves from the fall. And then afterwards, we'll get a sandwich. And we'll talk about life. You can open up to me about your life, your feelings, how things are going. And then I want you to shut this down, Jordan. Say, no, it's stupid. Just take me to buy the shoes. That's your line. And then afterwards, we'll head over to the mall and we'll get you some new kicks, some Jordans.
Dude, Dad, no, I'm not. Leaves, fine. But sitting and going to eat and talking to you, no, we don't. Just give me the Jordans. I'll do the dang leaves and we'll be on our way.
No, no deal. No,
fine. I don't even want the Stanley Cup. Just the Jordans.
Okay. Son, I'm different than you. I feel things different than you. I want different things than you. And one of the things I want is I want to know you. I want to know what you're thinking about, your feelings, how you're coping with all this stuff that's going on. So can you, please make a deal? We both get something we want. You get the Jordans and I get some quality time opening up. Say, fine, we'll go to lunch, but I'm not opening up. Say that.
Fine. We'll go eat some lunch, but I'm not going to open up. It's weird.
No deal then. Why would I buy you Jordans, which would be loving to you, but what about me? What about my
Wait, kids? What about pause? Can we at that moment say, all right, fine, let's just do the leaves. Let's go to lunch and let's see where the conversation takes us. And then we'll see if we can get the Jordans after.
Yeah,
and just kind of take it steps.
You? But son, I've been really working on this with you, you know, to open up and to tell me some things. You don't got to tell me every secret in the world, but just throw me something. You know, tell me a little bit about this topic or about that topic. Let me in. Can we make a deal, please?
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
That's if you had a prickly teenager in your life, let's making a deal is a great tool, man.
Okay.
It's not manipulative at all.
Nope.
It's done with wellness. It's done with jolliness and positivity and normalcy.
I like it. Let's make a deal.
Good. Okay. I got one more tool for you. Recently, a wise man once told me this, that one of the best ways to get a teenager to open up was for you to open up and for you to share vulnerable stories about your life, about your feelings. That was you. You're the wise man.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Right? Because remember you said that with your family members?
Yeah, I did that.
So you go. Tell us a little bit more about how do you open up as a way of getting someone else to open up? You said that.
That relationship has had some turmoil, but I don't believe the kids do. So in my thinking is if I want to hear what's going on in my kids' lives, I kind of need to share what's happened in my life that is vulnerable so they can understand and maybe be more willing. Cause right now kids are like, Dad, you don't even know what it's like to blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you know, I guess
you're watching
right.
This on our YouTube channel. You see Jordan's face right there. That was classic.
You know, these kids are kind of right because I've never shared that with them. Maybe I should share. Right. You know what? One time, me and your mom went to Vegas and we don't remember what. No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like be open
to
them.
One time I went to Vegas and I got in the car with a drunk driver, you know, a stranger I just met.
Dude, I did that in Mexico. Not smart.
No, don't do this, kids. We both with a stranger, like were you
complete
guys, like,
stranger? Like sit in the back of the truck. Like,
oh,
what are you
dude.
Doing?
Oh my gosh, we were partying. My college roommate Oscar and I, we were partying with some people in Vegas, and there was a couple of girls, and they had a couple of guy friends with them. We were connecting with the girls. I'm like, hey, do you want to come back to the house? We're like, yeah. So we get in their pickup truck and I'm driving with some freaking drunk driver, 21-year-old. And I'm like, what have I done? What have I done? Oh, what have I done? And then it's just more bad stuff happened after that. I don't want to get into that right now. But look, that's 11. That's 10 tools, man. Those are some good tools.
Well,
if you need more than that, join me in my VIP membership. And these are great tools, everybody. And for most of you, this is going to work.
Okay.
These
keep
tools
at it.
Will work.
Keep
for
at
most
it.
Situations. Keep at it. Be patient. Be loving. Have a good tone, and keep at it. Okay.
We want to hear your success stories too. And, you know what? And if you don't have success stories, definitely share those because Sean can help specifically.
Now, a couple more quick tools before we go. If they don't work though, because you said We talked about this. Right, if they don't
if
work.
If it doesn't work, that's what I'm saying. Just keep at it. What do we do other than contact you?
Here's some quick tools. Okay. Contact me, number one. Number two is just keep at it and say, what is happening between me and you? Be patient with that.
Keep it between
us. Help them understand this is a symptom of a relationship problem. Like this is, you want more than this. All right. Tip three, have passion.
Okay.
You started hearing that from me. Like, what is going on? Sometimes that's what you need. Kids love drama. You have to raise your voice. I want you to be close. I want us to be close. I want to talk. Okay. I can't handle this anymore. Please. Like, don't give up. Get weird. Get passionate. Sometimes it's the parents who struggle with avoidance and they don't know how to get passionate. So their kid doesn't even know that they want to talk. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Like you could drop them off at school in the minivan and when they're getting out with all their friends, be like, honey, I can't wait. You know, and just do something completely embarrassing so that they have to talk to you.
Get something, do something weird to get their attention. You'd be shocked at how many kids out there, they would say, do you think your parents want to talk to you? They want to know. And their answer would be like, no.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Because they don't really ask.
Right.
They don't ask. All right. Tip three is very, very powerful. We're always teaching people how you want to be treated. So if your kid is stonewalling you, shutting down, giving you one-word answers, and then you move on, you take them to soccer, you make them a Hot Pocket, you buy them Nikes, you buy them a Stanley, what message, Jordan, are these parents sending to their kid? What message are they sending?
That these other things are more important than the communication between their kids.
Yep. Your kid stonewalls you, shuts you down, and then you take them to soccer practice. You're sending a message.
Yeah.
Soccer is more important in this family than us being close. So tip three would be stop moving on and stop pretending that everything is okay.
And that it doesn't bother you. Okay.
And that it doesn't bother you. You can accept this without enable it. So stop enabling this shutdown stonewalling pattern.
All right.
All right. Tip number four, invitation to make amends. Look, I really want to work this out. Something has happened here. And if I need to apologize, if I need to change, if I need to do my part, I want to make this right. So you taking ownership
as the adult. Okay.
As the adult. Should I keep going? We good?
Yeah, we're good. This is good.
All right. Tip five, invitation to comfort. Hey, I feel like there's something happening here and I just want you to know, I love you and if you don't want to talk. We don't need to talk, but I want to comfort you. I want to be there for you. I want to fix what was wrong. I want to heal what's broken and I'm patient. So becoming a comforter is oftentimes what
that helps
the avoidant parent needs. It's like an invite. So stop forcing it, instead being patient and comforting, not as a way of enabling, but as a way of healing.
It's hard too, because I've had that before where I've lied about something and then I'll have someone come to me and be like, hey, if you did this, that's okay. I'm not going to be mad. And I'm like,
exactly.
Well, I just lied about it and they're saying it's going to be okay, but now I have to lie about it even more, but they're saying it's okay. So maybe it's okay for me to say it.
And then tip number six is, remember, parenting is never about what it's about. And one of the things that is often happening if you have avoidance or shutting down is the relationship is lacking trust. So instead of trying to heal this with X, Y, or Z, talk to your child about trust. I want you to be able to trust me that you can tell me these things. I want to be able to trust you that you're going to be opening up with these things, that we can work this way. So solve the problem by enhancing the vocabulary and the psychology of trust in your relationship.
I need to have like a notepad so I can remember, because half the
there's
time I never remember that word trust. I'm like, gosh, it's such an important word to use all the time.
We did a lot. Well, we did a lot today. We did a lot today and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I had the painful childhood that I had at times. Times it was great. And I'm grateful, Jordan, that I had that painful time in my early 20s where I was a young man and I made mistakes and I hurt people and I was hurt because of all those pain that I went through that led me to do the work, man, the inner work that we're doing right now on this podcast to become healed, to become healthy, mature adults. So I'm thankful for a painful past, which is helping us to be who we are today. Tell us as we wrap up our show.
And I'm thankful for that same idea, maybe painful past or, you know, these stories that we have in our past. And we can use them to get closer to our kids. So use those stories that could be painful to open up yourself so that they will open up with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You are a good parent. Oh my gosh, family life and parenting is so hard. I hope today gave you some tools and some inspiration. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then please do me a favor. Leave us a positive review on your podcast provider. And if you're hearing this and you're struggling as a parent, your family is struggling, or you need parenting tools for that one challenging, struggling kid, well, I will see you in a live Zoom call inside my VIP membership, and I will give you the specific tools you need to solve every problem you have and to stay strong, be close, and teach with.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or court,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.